HaMafarish, the way it's written. He used to say Hashem's name, and we're not allowed to do that. We'll soon see. So the question is, if so, how did the Chalina ben Shradim do such a chet? It's Naveira. These are from the people that do not have a portion in Olam Haba. So some of it says Torah was not given from Shemayim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the parsha of Tchias HaMesim. And Abishol Oimer, Afahoyges Hashem B'yos Yosef. Whoever pronounces the Shem HaMafarish, he would take Hashem's name and say it out the way it's written. That's terrible chet. He like the Mavaz Hashem, he's taking Hashem's name and he starts throwing it out. It's a terrible chet. Says, so how could Rav Chanina ben Shradian do such a chet like this? So Marin says, L'slamid of it. He only did it to learn how to say it, but not to really stop saying Hashem's name in vain. He was only doing it l'slamid, to teach, to learn himself how to. Ukiratani, like we learned. Loi salamed lasoi. She's not allowed to learn to do, if you want to do the chatoyim. But, you're allowed to learn these things, stop to know how to. So he was just learning like, well, since the chet, he was stop learning how to say the oisius. But not that he really wanted to say Hashem's name, like in vain. The Gemara says, if so, how come he was punished then? If he's allowed to do this, why was he punished? So the Gemara says, Hashem, he was doing it for Hesia. He did it openly. He should have done it privately. If you want to teach yourself how to say Hashem's name, l'slam made it smuta, but that you have to do with sinner, not for Hesia. Or else he said, his great madrega, like Hashem says, the Mi Taprashi, Omila Khorishborhu Medaktik Matsadikim, Khutasara. Fafil Islamid Yeshloch is Lakhovid Haram. The Krod Islamid Lasas Mila Khanisi should have done it someplace else. So it could be Rashi doesn't have Al-Gis in the Gemara. Al-Gemara says the Chet was a Zom Fahesia. According to Rashi, the Chet Mashmu was Tam, he shouldn't have done this, even though there's a Het or two, but an Odom Khoshiv shouldn't have been speaking out Hashem's name. That's why the kids say he was nit, the gzera upon him was to be killed with Sreifa. And that's why he knew he would not be saved. Mashmi knew he deserved it. The Alishtoi Lariga's wife had exhorted him to be killed. What did she do wrong? The loy Micha Bo, she did not stop him. It was a complaint against him, she should have stopped him. Mikanomer, from here we learn that Kol Mishi Yesh B'yod HaLimchos, anybody that has the possibility to stop somebody, Mashmi Chanina's wife, if she would have told him to stop, he would have listened to her. So she had the possibility to stop him, and she did not. V'yein ha-moicha, his name is Shalov. She also gets punished for the same chet. V'yavito ha-leishe b'kupa shal zoynis. There was a gzar din on his daughter. Has to become a zoynis. She's have to sit in the Romans' zoynis house. So why? T'yomer Reb Yechanan. Pamachas it once happened. That ho-yisabito ha-malechas lefnei g'day l'roymi. Yechanina ben Shradjin's daughter was once walking in front of the high Romans. Omru, and they praised her, they said back to her, Kama noyes pasiyasov shariba zu, how nice her footsteps are, she was walking very nicely. The Romans comment, how nice she's walking. And Miyad, right away, what she did back was, digduk pasiyasov, she even walked nicer. So kids, because of this, that she acknowledged what the men are looking at her, and she made the men even look more at her, because of that, she had this punishment, she was put to kupa shel zonis. And behind the Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'adik said, what does the pasuk say? Avoina keva yisubuni, the oven of my heels will surround me. That means avoina is the averus. Shodom dash ba'kovay b'olam hazeh. The people just trample over them with the heels. It means nothing to them on this world. Misubim la liyom adin. You have to know they're not lost. They will come to you liyom adin. He wrote this lechur was a simple aver. It wasn't so bad what she did. But Mashman, her great madrego, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medaktikim ha-tzadikim of Kuchot HaSar. Now, happened was, Bishor Sheyotzu Shloshtam, when all three, Chanina with his wife and his daughter, left the judge, Titku Alei Matadin, they all like gave praises to Hashem, they accepted upon themselves the judgment, like what Hashem gave them. Hu Amar, Chanina said, Ha'atzur Tamim Po'aloi. And Vishtai, his wife, said, Amr, she said, Ke'el Amuna V'yei Novel. Bita Yomro, G'dor Lo'etz of Rav Olilo, Asher Enecha B'kuchai, Sakol Darkei. These are three psukim that we say by Tzidik Hadin, somebody's mace. And Amr Rebbe, Kama G'dorim Tzidikim Halolu, how great these Tzidikim were, like they accepted what Hashem did to them. They had no complaints. shenizdamnu lahen shalosh mikrois shel tzedek hadin. These are three psukim that were supposed to say by tzedek hadin. Machmon, if somebody dies, we accept upon ourselves the judgment of Hashem. Bishas tzedek hadin, at the right time, as soon as they had the judgment, they did not rebel and feel bad against Hashem, but rather they accepted it. They said these psukim, they're accepting the judgment from Hashem. Tana Rabban writes to learn like this. Kishachol Reb Yosi ben Kisma. When Reb Yosi ben Kisma became ill, so Holach Reb Chanina ben Tradion Lavakron. Chanina ben Tradion came to visit him. This was before his judgment. So Oma Aloy Chanina Achai. So Reb Yosi ben Kisma said to Chanina, Chanina, my brother, Iyata Yodeya, do not you know, Sheuma Zu Min Hashemayim, that these Romans, they have Atzlochas Min Hashemayim that they hear. Hamlichu, according to Min Shemayim, they put them to rule over us. Why, Shech Rivu as Beisoy? They did terrible things. They destroyed our Beis Hamikdash. V'sarfa Secholah, they burnt down the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For Hogres Chasidov, they wiped out the Chasidim of Klal Yisrael. V'yovda Estupyov, they wiped out the best ones of us. And V'yadayim Hikayam is still around. How could that be? It must be, it was Gzeira, Min HaShemayim, that they should do these punishments to us. If so, you have to be careful from them. You have to have Mara Malchus. It's Pekuach Nefeshia. If so, I don't like what I hear about you. I hear about you, Rechadina Ben Trajan, that you're learning Torah Barabim. It's not right. The Malchus will come and kill you. You have no chiyah to do this. And you also have a Sefer Torah on your lap, like we'll soon see. When they burnt him with the Sefer Torah. So watch yourself. Oh, my Lord, Rechadina answered back and said, listen, I'm not afraid. Hashem will have Rachmanis on me. I'm learning his Torah. That's what he answered back to the Romans. I'm learning the Torah the way Hashem told me. I'm not afraid of them. But oh, my Lord, the Rebbe said back to him, no, you're wrong. Oh, my Lord, ani omelechot varm shotam. I'm telling you things, shotam. I'm telling you reason. And you're saying, Hashemayim, they're going to give you Rachmanis on you. You're not supposed to talk that way. I'm talking practically. Practically talking, you're going to be killed for what you're doing. And don't give me your bisamech on an es. Ain't samech on an es. Teimani, I wonder upon you, im lo yisru fu oischo fi es sefer Torah b'yesh. If they're not going to end up the Romans to burn you with the sefer Torah. So I don't know, for some reason, Masha B'chanina did not accept this. Maybe B'chanina knew that anyway there was a gzar upon him to be killed min Hashemayim because of the other chatoyim that he had. Therefore he figured, I might as well do both already. He figured he won't be able to be saved anyway. So Omar Loi still, Rav Chanina said to his Rebbe, Omar Loi Rebbe, Ma ani l'chei olam abo. Rav Chanina ben Tradion asked his Rebbe, Rav Yosi ben Kisma, he asked him, will I be zeichot olam abo? Ma ani l'chei olam abo? Will I be zeichot olam abo? Is Omar Loi, they said back to him, I don't know, let me hear, klum maisa bo liyotcho. Let me hear if you did any actions, let me hear if you're a tzaddik or not, tell me something you did, and I'll see if you're ben olam abo or not. Even though this is the famous Chanina ben Tradion, the Gemara says the Chanina beni died the kav chitim erashav zav shabbos. He was mizam the whole world. The whole world was in existence because of Chanina ben Tradion. So he was a great person. Still, lots of the kisvah said, "I'm not sure. Let me hear something you did." Omaloi said back to him, "Moyishah Purim nischalfuli the mice before. I once collected money for Purim, and that money got mixed up with the other tzedakah, the Moyishah tzedakah, v'chilaktim laniim." And I gave out the money of Purim to Stam the Aniyim, and what I did was, I paid it back from my own pocket. So that's what I did. So Amalur, his Rebbe said back to him, if so, for this simple action, I see that you're a Ben Olam Haba, and Michalkecha Yelchalki. Your Chelek, I should be part of your Chelek, or Migarocha Yehegaroli. Then your girl should be mine. So Rashi says, Hoyel Vayisi Vachim Mamaynach. Since you're easy going with your money, you didn't hold back the money, but rather you gave it out freely, that's a tremendous midah. There's a famous Rambam here, I think the Pirush Masnayis even, like he asked the question, what's going on here? He wants our Chanina ben Tradion, you a Ben Olam Haba. What's the suspect? Of course he is. And he answered him back, a simple mindset, he once gave tzedakah from his own pocket, that's all he has to say. He should answer back, I learned called Torah Kula, Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Agoda, he knew everything. That's the only answer he has back that I once gave money from my own pocket of tzaddikim. So Ram says, the Pshat really says at the end of the last Mishnah in Makis, that Rotsu Kosh Baruch Hu Zakeh Es Yisrael, the Zikir Hirbelam Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem gave us more mitzvahs. The Pshat is Rambam learns, if a Jew takes any one mitzvah and does it mamash b'shleimus, clearly l'shmo l'shem shemayim, from any one mitzvah, you could be zeka to Olam Haba. The question is, a lot of times we do mitzvahs, but not totally l'shem shemayim. We have our own incense, we have our own reasons why we're doing them. If a person does even one mitzvah of mamash, l'shem shemayim 100%, he'll be zeka to Olam Haba. So that was the question Rabbi Loz was saying. I know you're a great Talmud Chacham. I know you did Kol Torah Kula. I know you learned everything. But I don't know if it was done totally l'shmo. Maybe you had some other reasons why you're doing everything. Maybe you want to be called a big rabbi. Maybe you want to be famous, this, that. I'm not sure if it was done totally l'shmo. So he told them over a simple action that he did. This action here was not any respect. He didn't get any covet for it. He didn't get any gratitude for it. Time you did it l'shmo. So this, from this one small action, I see now that most probably all the mitzvahs you did was totally l'shmo for Hashem's sake, not for your own gain. If so, then I could say upon you, you're a ben olam haba.
Yeah.
Omru was said l'hoy yom what? We didn't take too much longer. Ad sheniftero Reb Yosef Mikisma. Reb Yosef Mikisma was nifta. And what happened was for holchol kol gedolei Romei. All the great Romans, well, he was famous by the Romans also, they also went to speak with him. So all the great Romans went, Lekovra, to bury him. Vespidu, they also went to Hespedim. Hesped Godel, maybe they also said eulogies there. Well, Vechazarostim, when all the Romans came back, Matzul, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. This was a downfall. Now by coming back, they found Chanina ben Tradion sitting there, learning Torah. Shor Yoshev Yosef HaTorah, Michael Kilos Rabin. He had great yeshivas there. He was learning with a lot of Talmidim. And he had a Sefer Torah with him. Mashmi did not listen to his Rebbe before. So what happened was, the Romans caught him now, and at Viyu, they brought him a Korchu B'Sefer Torah. They wrapped the Sefer Torah around his body. And the Kifuhu, they also surrounded him, the Chavle Simaris, with pieces of wool. The Yetzisa ben Esor, they lit it on fire. The Avil Svugim Shalsemer, the Chavil Shalsemeris, not Chavil Shalsemeris, that's twigs. They brought twigs there to start the fire. And now the Avil Safgugim Shalsemer, they brought sponges of wool. The Sharim Bamai, they soaked it in water. The Nicholib, they put upon his heart. Kadesh Tatetsin Shmasim Eri, shouldn't die so fast. They wanted to torture him. That's what the Romans did to Chanina ben Tradion. Omrulai Bitoi, so his daughter said to him, Abba, Erecha b'kachlag, oy vey, I have to see you this way. So Omrulai sends it back again, no, he was still stuck. El moli, I need this rafti, levadi, if I would be burnt up myself, hoyadob koshali, it would bother me a lot, I'd be afraid of killing me. But achshiv now, shani nisra for Sefer Torah in me, that Sefer Torah is being burnt with me, so misha mevakesh alaboyne shal Sefer Torah, hoyavakesh alaboyne. Whoever will take care of the covet of Torah, like Hashem, that sees that his Sefer Torah is burning, he must feel bad. Hashem for sure is going to have rachmanis upon me also. Hashem will feel bad for me also. So again, he was attached to the Torah, but the Torah was there with him, it didn't bother him. Armalai Tamidim, the Tamidim Seter Chanina. Listen, Revi, Ma Taraya, what do you see right now? Armalam, I see like this. Gilyon Nisrofim, true. The Gilyon, the paper of the Sefer Torah is being burnt. But the letters, Parchas, are flying out. Meaning to say, even though the burning this Sefer Torah, what the Torah did for me, the limit of it is going with me. That's not in vain. The Yosiyas are going with me. That's not in vain. So Tamidim said to him, listen, Rebbe, Af atop, sach picha, v'tikones, v'chesh, open your mouth and let the fire go in. You'll die faster. What are you torturing? So much torture. Open your mouth. Or Malami said, no. Mutov, sheitlenu mi shenosnu. Let a Kodesh Baruch Hu take me away. V'al yechbol hu biyatzmoi. Not to do any harm to himself. If he would open his mouth, he figured that way, he is like causing his mitzvah to come closer. So he figured that's not right. So he didn't want to open up his mouth. Or Maloi kafsanuri. One Roman policeman there said, Rebbe, imani marba b'shalhevis, if I make the fire hotter, v'noito svuk v'shalsema mi'alibchen, I'll take away this wet cotton, the wet wool from your heart. In other words, you'll be able to die faster. Atem evyen l'chaylam abo, will you promise, will you bring me to elam abo? Omalo, excuse me, omalo, hey, he said yes. Hashvili, swear to me, nishvila, he swore to him. Miyad, right away, here b'shalevis, this Roman policeman put more fire there. V'noto svugim shotzema, took off the wet wool. Mi'aliboy, and yotza nishmosa b'mehera. And right away, Rav Chanina Metradim was nifta. And afu, this Roman also, kofatz, jumped right in. V'nofo teichor, he fell into the fire also. And Yotza Basko came out, the Yorma said, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Bekalstanira, Mizumonim hen lechalem abo, they'll both be zeichet elam abo. In other words, this Roman had a hira tshuva. Like when he first agreed to help him out, it's because he was makir the Jews, and he wanted to be nice to him. And his thoughts went so far that he was meis nefesh for this. So for this, he was zeichet elam abo. And this again, the Maestro before, Boch Rebbe cried out again, the Yom Ha'ad said again, Yesh kom olome b'sho achas, some people are zeichet to get olam haba in 1 second, but v'yesh kon olome b'kam eshonim, some people take a whole lifetime till they get the olam haba. Now, Bruria, she was the Vesud Rabbi Meir. Bruria, famous Bruria, she was Rabbi Meir's wife. Brate, the Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, she was a another daughter from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So, a heavy. So Amr, she said to her husband, so Bruya said to Rabbi Meir, Zila b'mis, it bothers me a lot, the Yosva achasoi b'kupa shol zaynis. It bothers me a lot that my sister is still in the zayn, in the house of the zaynis by the Romans. As the mice before, that was her gzardin, that she was taken to become a zayna by the Romans. So she complained to Rabbi Meir, it's enough, I want you to go free her. Do some type of a nest and free her. What happened was, Shoko Takva the Dinra, I don't know, she got this money together, but she gave Rav Meir a large sum of money. The Yosli, and he went, Omar, Rav Meir set himself like this, Ela Yisavid Ve'Yisura, if she did not do any Znus, any Averu all this time she was by the Romans, Miseva Nisa, then most probably a nest would happen, and I'll be able to save her. And the Yosli Yisura, but if she did have Znus, if she lived with the Romans, Le Yisavid Le'Nisa, then no nest would happen, I won't be able to save her. Okay, the wife was maskim to this, so Rav Meir was on his way. Ozal, he went, Nokat Nafshei, Kechad Pasha. He dressed up like one Roman, he dressed up there. Omalo, and he said to her, he went to his sister-in-law, and he said to her, Shminali, like, I want to live with you. He appeared like a Roman, and he said, I want to have this with you. Armalah, she answered back and said, listen, I'm a needy right now, I have urchas anoshim, I'm not fit right now, it's not a right good time now. Armalah said to her, okay, Miss Rachna, I'm in no big rush, I'll wait a few days if you want. Miss Rachna Marmartoch, I'll wait a few days, I'm in no rush. Armalah, she said to him, listen, Nefishin Tuva, there are a lot of other Zionists around. There are plenty of other pretty ladies around that are nicer than me. What are you wasting time with me for? Go and find another one. That's what she answered him. He said, so Omar Rameya said to himself, Shemamina Famira, you understand, Layavdi Surah, that she did not live with any men yet. And what the story was, called the Yossi, any man that came to her, Omar Lehochi, this was her answer back. This was a standard answer. I'm not fit right now, you wait for me, you're wasting your time, go to a prettier one. So Kitzra Meir saw that she did not do any chatoyim yet. So now Meir saw fit to save her, and most probably that's what happened. What happened was, Ozo Lagabi Shemer, Dido, so Meir went to the watchman over her, Omalei said to listen, Hovon Ali, give me this girl, I want her. Omalei, so the watchman said, Mistachfinna Mimachusa, I'm afraid of the king. The king will kill me for this. Omalei, listen. Shoko Takav the Dinya, I'm giving you now a pile of money here. Palga Polach, half of it to keep for yourself. And Palga Polach, half of it used to pay off, bribe the Romans. When the government comes to you, pay them off with a little bit of money. They'll leave you alone. Oh, Palga Evilach, and half should be for you. So you'll gain and you'll be freed. Gvaltik. Amalei said back to him, the Roman, but the Chishalmo, my Evit, I'll bribe them a certain amount of time, but eventually it's going to be written down in the book that I did something wrong. When I have no more money, they'll kill me then. My Evit, what should I do? So Amalei, Rameya said to him like this, Eima, whenever you get into trouble, just like this, Elohor de Meir Anino, the God of Meir should answer me, O Metzalach, and he'll protect you, you'll be saved. That's what Rameya told the Roman. Amalei, the Roman said, good, very good. Mi yaima dahachi ika.